AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The White House says President Biden talked by phone with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The relationship has been tense over the war with Hamas and the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. In Israel, Netanyahu was asked how he defines victory.
The destruction of Hamas's military and governing capability. We define it also as the return of the hostages.
Now that he has won another term as Russia's president, Vladimir Putin says he wants to go deeper into Ukraine and said if there's a clash between Russia and NATO, it's clear to everyone it is one step away from full-scale World War III. The government is banning asbestos.
The Environmental Protection Agency has announced a comprehensive ban on asbestos, which is a deadly carcinogen still used in some chlorine bleach, brake pads, and other products. The decision marks a major expansion of EPA regulation under a landmark 2016 law that overhauled regulations governing tens of thousands of toxic chemicals in everyday products. The new rule would ban chrysotile asbestos, the only ongoing use of asbestos in the country. Exposure of asbestos is linked to 40,000 U.S. deaths each year. I'm Shelley Adler.
With First Lady Jill Biden by his side at the White House, President Biden signed an executive order advancing the study of women's health. He also got in a dig at Republicans for overturning Roe v. Wade, saying they have no clue about the power of women.
But they're finding out. When reproductive freedom was on the ballot, the American people spoke in 2022 and 2024. And with the leadership of this woman to my left here, they're going to speak out again in 2024.
An Afghan refugee was found guilty of first-degree murder in one of the three fatal shootings that shook Albuquerque, New Mexico's Muslim community in the summer of 2022. This is AP News. The UN Food Program says nearly half of Gaza's population are on the brink of starvation.
Arif Hussein, WFP chief economist, says we have to act now.
In northern Gaza, famine is imminent, starting from now till May of this year. So it's a very short window to act.
Hussein says hundreds of thousands of people are at risk.
There are about 1.1 million people in catastrophic level of hunger.
If fighting continues and aid access not improved, famine could also hit the rest of the Gaza Strip in July this year.
If displacements continue, if we are not able to bring enough food and access people, the report says that there is a famine which could even happen in the rest of the country by July 24th.
I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.